Along Apple Valley Road in Lyons, the sound of heavy equipment competes with the rush of North St. Vrain Creek, full of spring runoff. Phyllis Casey is watching the demolition of her home.
It took 18 months to build and 3.5 hours to tear down. It's pretty sad.
The creek ran behind her home until last September, when it overflowed its banks, flooded the house, and ended up carving a new channel on the other side.
The night of the flood, I had to walk out with my cats and my daughters. It was waist deep, and I really didn't know that we were going to be walking through a river. We just thought the river behind us flooded. Till we got out in the middle of it, I got knocked down by a tree. We realized the river is now in front of the house.
About 100 yards from Casey's home is another house. The two used to be on opposite sides of the creek. Now they're on the same side. This home survived mostly intact. Boulder County senior land use planner Brian Harding says that's because the builders buried heavy columns, like dock piers, deep into the ground.
It was the pier construction of this that really saved this house. So those piers went down to bedrock. So when the water eventually impacted this house, it actually got under the basement level, but that allowed this house to essentially stay intact. The water didn't push this house over.
The creek bank that now runs in front of both properties is being fortified by the county in partnership with the state and the Federal Natural Resource Conservation Service. One of the things they've done is bury tree stumps horizontally with their roots sticking out into the water. Julie McKay manages Boulder County's Comprehensive Creek Planning Initiative project.
Those are called root wads, and that is a natural technique for stabilizing the stream bank and to some degree managing flow.
The September flood caused major rerouting in two of the county's 7 creek drainages, and McKay says whether or not to leave creeks flowing in their new post-flood locations is one of the critical long-term decisions facing the county. Another key question is how much to spend on rebuilding infrastructure. For example, the county could try to build very expensive, almost indestructible bridges. Julie McKay.
Is that something that collectively we want to pay for and can pay for? Or do we have to say, you know, we're going to tolerate that risk? We're going to protect ourselves at a level that we think is reasonable and safe for the public, but we're not necessarily going to, for example, build the road that will never wash out again.
To help answer those questions, the Creek Initiative Project will develop master plans for each of the county's 7 major creek drainages. They're holding public forums this summer. McKay says bringing all stakeholders together is top priority.
Whether you're a property owner who has frontage on the creek, whether you're a public agency who has responsibilities for infrastructure, whether you're a fisher person who wants to go out on the St. Vrain and fish, we all have motivation to come together around these issues.
But the future is already known for some of the people most directly impacted by the flood. Homeowner Phyllis Casey says she found out in May that because North St. Vrain Creek's new channel puts her property much deeper into the floodplain, rebuilding is almost impossible.
You know, we would have moved back away from the river and up, and that's what we wanted to do. But it's not possible, so we have to move on. We have to start thinking about something else.
She watches as the last of her home is demolished. Then a backhoe gets close to a favorite tree.
Boy, I hope they can save that blue spruce over there. My cat's buried under it. It's kind of at an angle. It still looks alive.
Boulder County staff say they don't know exactly how many homeowners were impacted by changing creek flows, but when their Creek Initiative master planning process is completed this fall, the county and private property owners will have a roadmap for rebuilding. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio and Connecting the Drops, I'm Sam Fuqua.
Connecting the Drops is a year-long collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio stations and the Colorado Foundation for Water Education, with support from the City of Longmont. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org.